Well, so what I'd like to do today is just share one or two in Yonim. Which in Negea, in Yonah the Yom of Hanukkah. And what I'd like to do is I'd like to discuss one or two of the you say this based on the Yonah of the Kriyasa Torah of Hanukkah, which some of these points, Akaponim at least, have become new for me for this year, new Ha'oras, a new insight, a new Chashibas for the Kriyasa Torah that we're doing, that we lay. And the relevance in halacha, the Kriya Satoria that we learn, what it means. It's very, very interesting sugi about what we're learning. I'd like to mention a number of us, as much as we have time to see, one or two different inyonim of halacha and svar and lomdas, but again, the Kriya Satoria of Hanukkah. What I'd like to base it is the following. The Kriya Satoria of Hanukkah is often something which is overlooked. It's never really given its proper. Amongst the inyonim of Hanukkah, we discuss lots of inyonim, the menorah, the halal amolps. This is what I'd like to discuss, and I'd like to begin discussing the sourcing this inyan from a halacha, the beginning of the Seyd of Halachas and Hilchas Chanukah, about the ribui su'udas which one has on Chanukah. One of the inyanim was Allah's and Elisik in Chanukah is a ribui su'udas. One way or another, everybody finds the sibbas and su'udas and opportunities. Nochashdikul, nochabas, latkats, and donuts, alskot, choshev, and makoris, fashbeitzach. But it's very interesting to note. Punkt in Chanukah, which is a time when people perhaps make most of the Ribeir Sudas, it's not so clear in Halacha that there's any real reason to do so. As long as I'm Moshteid on Shulchan Aruch, and for this I'd like to begin to build this in you. Shteit Hazoi, Ribeir Sudas Shemar B'mahem, in Mechaber Shteit, Hein Sudas Rishus, Sheloi Kovim L'mishta L'simcha. If you look in the Sugyas HaGemara in Shabbos, about what they were Kiveir for the Yontav of Chanukah. So the Gemara says, Asom Yom Tovim, just in a word, we'd like to get back to refer to this sugya. But in the very famous sugya of the Gemara in Shabbos, when the Gemara discusses the Mai Chanukah, what the Chanukah story was, what's the history of the Yom Tov of Chanukah, the Gemara tells us, after the Gemara has told us the story about what happened on Chanukah, the Gemara tells us that that the Shana Acheres Kovum of Yomim Tovim Onod of Asom Yomim Tovim Behal Bahidor. That's the Lashon of the Gemara. After the Gemara has told us the story about the history about the way Chanukah came about, what does Asom Yomim Tovim LeMehal Bahidor mean? So Rashi says Loisha Asurim BeMenocha Shaloi Nikvu Ela Nikris Halal VeLoi Neal Anisim Bahidor. In other words, the Yontav of Chanukah wasn't made the Yontav Kipshutei, the way that many Meforshim are understanding this Gemara. Wasn't made a Yontav in the sense like other Yomim Tovim, where one has Seudas, etc. It was only made the Halav Ahido. The Yontav is Halav Ahido. Halav Ahido is a Shaila. What that means exactly doesn't mean the Halal and Ahido in the Halal that we say in Davening, in the Ahido of Alanissim. The Rambam perhaps learns Halav Ahido to incorporate the Neiris of Chanukah. About Al-Kaponim, the Yontav wasn't a Yontav of Sudas as such. It was a Yontav of Ruchnius, the Halva Yedor. Therefore, the Sudas that we have are Sudas Rishus. We all know that the Mishibur brings already from the based on the Levush, that the why was it Taka that on Purim, the Takona of the Yontav of Purim was to be Marabib Sudas, Masha Inke in Al-Chanukah. It was the Inyonim of Halal Vahidor, and he explains because the nature of the Gzeirah of Purim was different to the nature of the Gzeirah of Hanukkah, as we all know. On Purim, the Gzeirah was the Hashmid or Arg, the Abed is Kala Yehudim, to destroy the physical body of Kala Yisrael. So we come to celebrate by physical Hanoah, physical pleasure, to relate to a physical Yeshua. Masha'in came the Gzeirah of Hanukkah, was Ashkicham Teirosecho, La Avira Mechukher Etzinecho, was the Gzeirah against the Avedah. So we commemorate this by connecting to Avedah. Kachoy kach. The Mechaber says that the Sudas that one has on Yont of Chanukah are Sudas of Rishus. Mentioning that though, however, I would like to mention that the Rambam perhaps is mashma a little bit differently, just before we get to see the continuation over here. The Rambam tells us, Hilchas Chanukah, something which we don't find Mefurish in the Gemara, and something which the Mefurishim look to find the source of the Rambam. And the Rambam, when he talks about the Yontav of Chanukah, he says there, Umipenezeh, Hiskinu Achachomim Shaboy Sa'adoy. The Rambam begins explaining what the Xerus was and what the Yeshua was. But at the end he says that they were Mesakim, Shetchiloso Bileil Chamisha Va'esim Mekislev, Yemei Simcha Vahalil. The Rambam says that the Yontav of Chanukah are Yemei Simcha. Now the Gemara Mefurish doesn't say anything about Simcha. The Gemara says, Halavoido. And the Marshal learns that the Rambam understood that they are Yemei Simcha based on this Lashon of the Gemara of Asomim Yomim Toivim LaHalavoido. So the Rambam understood from this Gemara that there is a Yontav in Chanukah. Halavoido is perhaps extra part of the mitzvah of Yontav. Every Yontav has its own mitzvahs, but there's a Yontav in essence, and that's where the Yemei Simcha, according to the Rambam, is to be found in the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't say anywhere about Simcha. We don't find anywhere Mefurish that the Chanukah is Yemei Simcha. Yomim Tovim, we know Yemei Simcha, then referred to in the Pesukim as Yemei Simcha. Purim is Yemei Simcha, which is stated in the Megillah that it's Yemei Simcha. It doesn't say anywhere about Mishnah, the Simcha is part of the Yomim Purim. Chanukah doesn't say anything about Simcha as such. Hallelujah, I know, that's all it says. The Rambam calls Yemei Simcha. We'll get to see Balz Beis Hashem, the Meshech Chochmah has a total different Makoyer source for this Rambam, about where the Rambam learns this Inyan of Simcha and Chanukah from. But the Marshal says that the chat is because the Gemara calls it Asom Yomim Toivim Halavaydo. And Rashi Bamis is troubled by the Loshon Yomim Toivim. So Rashi says, Yomim Toivim Loisha Surim Bemalocha, a Yontav of Halavaydo. Very interesting kind of a Yontav. Is that the right Marshal says? No, the Rambam learns Yontav means a Yom Simcha. Yontav means when the Simcha, that's what Yontav is. It's a Simcha, a Yontav, where the Avedav Yontav is Halavaydo. Every Yontav has its Avedav. So the Rambam is Gelen, Yomim Toivim, that's why the Rambam calls it Yomim Simcha. If it's called Yemei Simcha, then it's very possible that according to the Rambam, there is Inyan to be Marba B'Suda, because of Yom Simcha. Simcha requires Suda. Simcha means Simcha as it does in every Yontav. The specific mitzvahs are Yom, that there is. Every Yontav is God, whether it's Shefer, whether it's Lula, if Chanukah is Halavedo, that's the way one directs the Simcha. That's what the Simcha is focused on. But the Rambam of Gelen says Yemei Simcha, which gives perhaps reason to understand that there is Inyan of Rilu B'Simcha, Machmas, the essence of the Yontav itself. But the Chabad doesn't bring anything about Yemei Simcha. Come Halavaydo, as to say Pashtas, Chanukah, days were to commemorate Halavaydo, and that's it. Nothing more. If that's the case, the Simcha, the coming together, the Fabremi, the Mesidas, etc., don't have any Inyan, Lefi, the way the Machabas understand the Gemara of Yomim of Halavaydo. Nevertheless, the Ramah says the following. That's all right, that the Bechaba says. Chaba says, Ribe Asuda Shemar B'mehem Heim Suda Sarashus Shemai Kovom L'Mishra L'Simcha. Interesting, the Rambam says he made Simcha, and the Bechaba often brings the Rambam. Here's Dr. Lei Kovom L'Mishra L'Simcha. That chilek of Rambam seems to be ignored in the Bechaba. Mishumba. Zavda Ramah S'Nishra Zoy, and just in order that we can understand that this is not where the story finishes, and the fact that we are Marba B'Suda San Chanukah has very heilig of Makoiris, but just let's understand where it comes from. Zod Ramah v'yesh oimrim sheyesh k'tas mitzvah b'ribay asudas. There is a she'inyan for mimar. K'tasinyan is enough for us. You know, I can't remember anything when there's a shmek of the inyan of a school of some time. We're very busy with it. And the Ramah state that k'tas inyan, that's already enough for us to be able to make a big asik of it. If we state the k'tas inyan of ribay asudas, what is a k'tas inyan? K'tas mitzvah b'ribay asudas. And he says the following reasons. And this is the Indian that I'd really like to try and develop a little bit. Because in the days of Chanukah, there was Chanukah Samizbeach. And because there was Chanukah Samizbeach, a Chanukah Samizbeach, a Yomim of Simcha, as we'll get to see. And the Mela, there is an Indian of Yom Tov, although the Gemara doesn't talk about Chanukah Samizbeach. You won't find anywhere in the Gemara anything about Chanukah Samizbeach. The Gemara talks about the nace of the Mochomo, the nace of the Shemen, perhaps, and there was a nace, and we made Halavaydo. So Chanukah Samizbeach is not something which we find in the Gemara, although we do find it in Furish and Midrashim. But because there was Chanukah Samizbeach, that can be a reason why there should be Ktas Mitzvah in Ribay Asudas. He goes on to say that the Noegi Loimaz Miris Vishvoches Besuda Shemar B'Mehev Oza Besudas Mitzvah. And then he says, hey, if during the Mesidas and the Sudas Mitzvah, you say Shevach Takodesh Baruch Hu, something to do with the Yontav of Chanukah, some of the Shvoches, you sing the Zmiris, etc. Then I've added the Sudas Mitzvah, that's for sure. And then he goes on to the Inyan of eating Macholi Gvina, etc. But I want to talk a little bit about the Isyanian of Chanukah Samizbeach that the Ramah refers to. And because Chanukah is the Yontav of Chanukah Samizbeach, there's no Inyan in being married with the Sudas. Because Chanukah Samizbeach is an Inyan of Simcha. So before we get to see how this is relevant, I'd like to mention this Inyan of Chanukah Samizbeach, the following. The Ramah is saying is Chanukah Samizbeach is an Inyan of Simcha. Where is the Makoyer of Chanukah Samizbeach being an Inyan of Simcha? Well, where does that come from? So I'd just like to quote just the following, although there's a big sugya, it's not the sugya for now exactly. But there's a posuk in Bahaloisacha, where the posuk in Bahaloisacha makes a list of the various Yomim Tovim. It talks actually about the Inyan of Skat and Machasaitaris. And stated in the posuk, V'yom Simchaschem uva me'adeichem uva roshet shachachachem uva Skat and Machasaitaris. A posuk which we all know. Simchaschem, Moyadeichem, Roshei Chodcheichem, Chatzaitzeres. Moyadeichem, we know what Moyadeichem is. Moyadeichem is Yomim Tovim. Roshei Chodcheichem, we know what that is. What's Yom Simchaschem referred to? So we're saying the Simcha is when it's Yom Tov, but Shnei Tshem Moyadeichem. What's Yom Simchaschem Marame more than the Moyadeichem? What's Yom Simchaschem referred to? So, the Mephoroshim bring, there's a discussion about this amongst the Rishonim. The Mephoroshim, I'd just like to share with you this Meshach Chochmah. Meshach Chochma says, as it states in Yoyim Simchaschem, Yoyim the Sifri, exactly what the Inyan of Yoyim Simchaschem refers to. Uva Pashto Dikrohu, that the Inyan of Chanukah Samizbeach is that which was referred to as the Yoyim Simchaschem. And the Zogon, it refers to Shabbos actually. There's a suggestion, even there's a whole discussion whether Shabbos is considered the Yoyim of Simcha or not. And the Yoyim Simchaschem is Shabbos. There's a lot of discussion about Yoyim Simchaschem refers to. The Meshach Chochma brings a number of Makoiris. That the Yom of Chanukah Samizbeach is a Yom of Simcha. In fact, we all know, the Gemara in Meir Kotner has a discussion about the Simcha, the mitzvah of Simcha of Chanukah Samizbeach being Doicha Shabbos and even being Doicha Yom HaKippurim. The day when Shlomo HaMelech was Mechanech the Mikdash, there were Doicha the Yom HaKippurim in that year, because the mitzvah of Simcha, why? Because Simcha is Doicha Yom Kippur. What Simcha is was relevant at the time? The Simcha of Chanukah Samizbeach, because Chanukah Samizbeach is necessarily a time which is required as a mode of Simcha. One of the zmanim of Simcha is Yom Chanukah Samizbeach. The Gemara brings the whole discussion that Chanukah Samizbeach is considered an Inyan of Simcha. So he continues to explain Barichas that when the Pasuk talks about V'yayin Simchaschem, it refers to the Yom Chanukah Samizbeach, because that's the day of Simcha. At the end of this piece of Meshach Chochmah, after he's brought the various Gemoras and discussions about various Mekoiris, about Inyan of Simcha, Chanukah Samizbeach, he goes on to explain that that's the Pshat in our Rambam. The Rambam says that Chanukah is a Yom of Simcha. We don't find anywhere in the Sugyas, Nishkan Mishnah, Nishkan Gemora, about Chanukah being a Yom of Simcha. As I said, the Zman of the Chashmonoim was a time when there were Chanukah Mizbeach, state that Yevonim came, there were Meshakets to Mizbeach, there were Postal to Mizbeach. They came with the Mechadish, the Avidus of Mizbeach again. That's the Gemara that he finishes off with. V'lochem b'chanukah, d'hoyim miluim b'mei chashmenoim, shabonim Mizbeach chodosh, sheshikzu malchei yovin es avnei Mizbeach, v'furish v'avidah zora, kosav ha-Rambam, d'hoyim yimei simcha v'kovim v'simcha. He says, the Rambam and the Makir of the Rambam, that the Yomim of Chanukah are Yomim of Simcha, so the Marshal says, it's because the Gemara, asah Yomim Tovim, l'halavaydo, Yomtav means Simcha, that's what Yomtav means. That's how the Rosh Hashanah and Zunel Zogneh. The Rambam is Gelet, because the Apostle Yom Simchaschem Mayadeichem means the Zman of Chanukah is a Mizbech, which we find is a Simcha Midareise in various contexts. It was Doicha Shabbos, Doicha Yom Kippur, etc. Oy Vazoy Chanukah, which resembles the Inyan Chanukah is a Mizbech, is a Yom Simcha. That's the Makir of the Rambam. Al Kaponim, so because of this, the Ramah is telling us that the Tzatz Mitzvah, the Rabbis, the Sudas, of Chanukah, Chanukah is a Mizbech, is a Mizbech. If Shlomo HaMelech was Matcha Yom Kippur because of the Simcha, the Motgegesen Yom Kippur because the Zman of the Simcha of the Chanukah Samizbeach, make Menasa Chanukah, Ribbon Sundas Chanukah Samizbeach. Although this is only an Inyan of it, we don't actually do Chanukah Samizbeach, but the Yom Chanukah Samizbeach is a Yom and Rabbim of Simcha. That's what the Ramah says, and that's the context of this din. It could be that's the Rambam of Simcha, but certainly Chanukah Samizbeach is a man of Simcha. But what I'd like us to develop a little bit about the Sugya of Chanukah Samizbeach is where exactly was the Chanukah Samizbeach on Chofei Kislev? And there seems to be a very, very interesting discussion amongst the Mephoroshim about this Chanukah Samizbeach of Chanukah. We don't find, we know that there was a story on Chanukah, etc., which may be the way the Meshech Chochma learns, that because on the time when the Chashmonoim and Natzeach, the Yevonim, they were actually Mechanach, the Mizbeach again, perhaps. But the Mephoroshim, Ramas Mishabur brings already, the Kamal Midroshim, discussed this Yom Chof Hei of Kislev, and try and work out, was it really Chanukah of Mizbeach? Was it the Chanukah of Mizbeach? And the discussion is the following. We know that the Mishkan itself, the Emes says the Loshon of the Rishonim is also because the Mishkan itself was Nigmar on of Chof Hei Kislev. So because the Mishkan was Nigmar on Chof Hei Kislev, Vet Chanukah of Mizbeach on Chanukah. Fregin and Mephoroshim, the Mishkan was stuck and finished on Chof Hei Kislev. But it wasn't Mishanach on Chof Hei Kislev. It wasn't put up on Chof Hei Kislev. It was put up in Nisan. So the Gemara, if we're referring to the Gemara of the Mishkan, which had finished, all the Avodah was all ready, it was all put together, they had Moshe Rabbeinu, finished product of Chof Hei Kislev. So if the Gemara of the Mishkan was Chof Hei Kislev, but that doesn't make it into a Chanukah Mizbeach. That doesn't make Chof Hei Kislev, as far as the Mishkan is concerned, a Chanukah Mizbeach. So there seems to be two mahalchim in this. In fact, even the Prima Godim and many of them, they all go through the Midrashim of Chazal about this Chof Hei Kislev. And there seems to be understanding in one of two ways. One is, perhaps it doesn't mean the Chof Hei Kislev was Mana Mishkan, and the Lusach that some of the Mephoroshim bring, because the Mishkan was Nishtam on Chof Hei Kislev, is maybe not really the point over here. It means the Chanukah story. Although, the Chanukah story is relevant to the Chof Hei Kislev, because Chazal tells us in the Medrash that the Mishkan, which was finished on Chof Hei Kislev, when the Zman of the Hakamas of Mishkan should have happened, and the Rebbe Hashem said, no, we're going to wait till Nisan. So this Chof Hei Kislev somewhat was deprived of the Inyan of doing the Hakamas HaMishkan, which should have happened then. So they were promised that it would come back to them. This Chof Hei Kislev was not a day that's going to be lost in Ibud. And therefore it wasn't the Mikra that Chof Hei Kislev was the time in the Zman of the Chashmonoim it came back. It was because the Mishkan originally was prepared already Chof Hei Kislev that it came back then. So there is some connection between the Chof Hei Kislev of the Mishkan and the Chof Hei Kislev of Chanukah. So it could be, in essence, it means maybe Chanukah because of the Mishkan and maybe not. But what I'd like just to share is the following. The Mephoroshim discuss, this is the chiddush that I want to get to see, the learning that we have, the Kriyas HaTorah that we learn on Chanukah, is, as we know, is the Kriyas HaTorah of the Nesi'im. Every day you learn the Parshas HaNesi'im based on what has it got to do with it? It was the Kabbalahs of the Nesi'im that they brought the Zman Chanukah HaMizbeach in from Rosh Chodesh Nissan onwards. Every day, you know, there was Nasi Esa Echad LaYoyim. So because of that, we learn every day on Chanukah the Seder HaNesi'im. And this already calls into question a great Akasha L'maisa. Because it didn't happen on Chof Hei Kislev. Their Korbanos were not brought on Chof Hei Kislev. Their Korbanos were brought from Nisan onwards. And we, this Kriya of the days of the Nesi'im, we say on Chof Hei Kislev and we don't say them on Nisan. There's a minute some people do on Nisan, but the Kriya of the Nesi'im happens on Chof Hei Kislev. It's a great Shaila why that is. So I'd like to share with you a very, very interesting words of the Prima Golden that he speaks about this. Minig, this is not Minig, the Makir of the Kriyas HaTorah, which ties us in with the Chanukah HaMizbeach of Chanukah. Chanukah is the Zman of Chanukah HaMizbeach. So in the Ramah about Sudas, it's Ribui Sudas, it's Tat Mitzvah. When it comes to Kriyas HaTorah, it's the Ikka Kriya about Chanukah HaMizbeach. So now the Inyan of Chanukah HaMizbeach of Chanukah has become not just a Tat Mitzvah, which is Ribui Sudas, it's become something which is intrinsically connected with the Mitzvah Sayyim, the Kriyas HaTorah. We'll get to see that the Seder Kriyas HaTorah is very seriously set up for the Seder Avodah. And the Shaila is where it bears along with us. So the Prima Godim asked this question. It's a very, very interesting text which he says. And he says the following. I'm Mogan Avram, b'mishkan hoya the nishlam b'chof hei kislev, v'himtinu ag nisan shenoylad Yitzchok. And this is the Indian of the Ramah of Chanukah HaMizbeach about Mishkan. It never happened on Nisan, so maybe it never happened, but Chanukah HaMizbeach B'mei Chashmonoim happened on Chof Hei Kislev. So really what the Ramah is referring to maybe is B'mei Chashmonoim. But the Chol Mokim B'Shem HaMedrash Chanukah HaNesi'im on Chanukah. And that's a rechiyah because it was in Nissan. The Yesh Lema, the Rav has an interesting, the Pribagonis has an interesting Tisefa's insight in this Mahalach. And he says, Anasiyim rotsu lechanach miyad v'chofei v'kislev. The Nesiim were ready to bring their karbonas. This is an amazing piece of Pribagonis. The Nesiim were ready on chofei kislev to be mechanach the karbonas to mechanach v'mishkan. U'machshova v'dibur mitzaref ha'kodesh bochu l'maisa ela shehimtina b'dvar Hashem ad Nissan. But the fact that the Nesiim have their intention and their machshava to want to do it on Chofei Kislev is considered the Zman of the Chanukas and the Nesiim is Chofei Kislev. When it actually happened to the Maisa, maybe in Zman of Nissan, maybe in Zman of Chashmonoim there was no Korbonus. But the Korbonus that they wanted to bring on Chofei Kislev, because at the time that they wanted to be Mechanach and Mishkan, became the time, A, at which we consider the Chanukah of Mishkan, and B, at which the Avedis HaKarbonos are relevant. Ad kidei kach, that we lain the Avedis HaKarbonos on Chofei Kislev because it was the time that they wanted to do it, rather than the time that they actually did it was in Nisan, it became the Kriyas of the Kriyas HaTorah because of the Machshav and the Nesiim to be Mechanach v'Mishkan at that time. That's a very interesting chiddush of the machshava being kivea, the kriya, the mice, everything else was just what it happened, but it's nikfala fida zman of machshava. That's what the Pribagonim is saying. And they wanted a chofei kislev to go ahead and bring the avodas of kabbalas, and that's why the zman of this avoda is chofei kislev. Vestim fregen shailas, there was no chanukas of esbeh chofei kislev, it doesn't make any difference. This is when they were ready to do it, this is when they wanted to do it. Mitzarfei HaKadosh Baruch Hu lemaisa began in the machshava of chofei kislev the first time, and that's why it's geblibben the time of the avodas of kabbalas on the tzitzit, which is an amazing piece of shikul this Pribagonim. That's why we laid avodas on the tzitzit. So, and I must tell you, Rabbi Zahmuri, really to get to the surface to this. But before we get to this shtickle, we saw earlier Vankrev, Zachorin, and Rucha, to Gazok, I'm really the Kipshat. After I'll tell you that gleich. He said, you know, the Chassidim, there's a very big Isik about the fact that the Chanukah is the Gemara of the Din of the Year. Alavaz, and Zeus Chanukah, it's our greatest Hank Banach, Zeus Chanukah. The Chassidim is Zeus Chanukah. Is the end of the beginning of the year, end except for Zeus Chanukah. Full Rosh Hashvun, Tzlicha, Zeus Chanukah. So the Stoma, Alpi Kabbalah, Yadon, Yonim, etc. But Etkezok, Amiri, Dikit, Deher, Alpi Pshat, how we can understand that Chanukah of the Chashaychas, with the Indian of the Gemara, the Tzlicha, the Chanukah, and Tzlicha, Kapora, Zeus Chanukah, Favos, doesn't Amiri, Dikit, he says, because the emphasis we know that the Asiyas HaMishkom, was that Eidus that Ribbono Shel was Moichan Chet HaEgel. We're talking about the whole Seder started from Rosh Chodesh Elul, was the Seder Kapor on Chet HaEgel. As we know, Moshe Rabbeinu went down for the second time of 40 years. Yom Kippur came down with the Luchas, but the Mishkan Eidus, as Rashi tells us at the beginning of Parshas Pikudei, Eidus Li Yisroel that Ribbono Shel was Moichan Laveir of the Egel, was the fact that he was prepared to have a Mishkan. The fact that he was prepared to live with Chalisrael in the Mishkan, that was the final Kapor. So the Azayiv in the Mishkan finished off on Chanukah, and the Gemara of the Mishkan was ready, and the Emes, Chofei Kislev remained the day where the Chanukah of Mizbech, the Etzim was Roy, was going to be Chal. Therefore, he said that the Gemara of the Inyan of the Kaporos and Mishkan does this with Chanukah, until the end of Chanukah, where we finish off with the Seder of Chanukah and Mizbech, has a relevance still to the Gemara of the Seder of the Kaporos. The Egel, the Mela, Zot, the Veltas, is Shaykh, till Zeus Chanukah, Kemen, Achayftom, for Kaporos, Ashor, Azir, Ashen, Azir. Whereas the Mishkan, with Gemara Mishkan, with Chanukas and Mizbeach, all belongs to the Seder which began with Chodesh El that year in the Tikkun of the Seder Kapor. So we're getting to understand that the Seder of the Karbonos, which is really what I want to discuss, something about the Chanukah of the Karbonos of the Nesiim that they lay on Chanukah, is because of Chanukas and Mizbeach, which the way the Pribagonim understands it, Be'etzem, what happened on Chanukah was just the end of the story of what really happened on the Chofei Kislev, and really it's the Chofei Kislev, the first year, when the Nesiim wanted to be Mechanach and Mizbeach, that's certainly the reasons for which we say the Karbonos at this time. The emes is that in the Mechava and the Ramo, there's an interesting discussion about where we're supposed to start the Kriyas HaTorah on the beginning of Thursday of Chanukah. And this discussion is really based by these two ideas as to which Chanukah and Mizbeach are we really referring to. Are we referring to the Mishkan of Chofei Kislev, which is the Zman Chanukah and Mizbeach, the Gemara Din, the Nesiim, which is when it really happened, etc. The Chanukah is perhaps the back end of that.
Or what are we referring directly to the Chofei Kislev of Chanukah? What is this meaning referring to?
Because it's interesting, the Mechaber brings a minhag, which is not the minhag of the Ramo, that we start from the Birchas Kohanim. We start the Parshas of Nesiim, the beginning of Nesiim, and the Mechaber brings the minhag that we start from Birchas Kohanim. It's not the Mishnah Berurah. Why? Because of the Nes of Chanukah happened on the Kohanim. It's got to do with the Yontav of Chanukah, has to do with the Kohanim. So because of the Kohanim, we start with Birchas Kohanim. That's our minhag. In Ramosh state, no, our minhag is to start Vahi Bayom Kalois Moshe Al-Hakim Es HaMishkan. We start Al-Hakim Es HaMishkan. And these two minhagim of Emes Kenegat, these two in Yonim, which Chanukah do we really mean over here? If then the Kriyas HaTorah is because of the Chanukah of Chofei Kislev that happens by the Chashmonoim, because that was the only Chofei Kislev, the other Chofei Kislev is not really relevant because nothing really happened there. Is Rech was stated in the Chabad that the minhag is to start with Bichas Kohanim because it's talking about the Kohanim. If what it's talking about really is the Chofei Kislev when it was originally the Mishteh B'Megodin, the Machshav and the Nesim, the Zman when it was ready Chofei Kislev, then by Yim, Kalos Moshe L'Hakim Es HaMishkan is really what's relevant for this Hakam Es HaMishkan. The Chofei Kislev Chanukah is not really the date that we refer to them as the Chofei Kislev. So there's two Chofei Kislevs over here which both of them are different sources and perhaps were what this may refer to. It could be the Chofei Kislev original one, and Efshe Chanukah, two different channels in which what this may mean. Akaponim is as I just referring to this Karbonus of the Nesiyim. So I'd like to mention two very interesting things about this. One is a Bach. You know, there's a minhag which is also brought in the Mechaber in the beginning of Tofereish Ayin, the beginning of Hilchos Chanukah. So there's an Indian of Issa Melocha on Chanukah. Now this in Issa Melocha is a big discussion, it's not for now. Men, women, B'shasha Neiris, Dokos, there's a whole many different inyonim as to why on Chanukah, when it applies, which does it apply to Chalal, who does it apply to, when does it apply, I can't see. The Mechaber says, the Noiges Hanoshim Shaloi Lasis Melocha V'loich Shadiris Neiris Dokos. That's what the Mechaber tells us about this Issa Melocha. But what I'd like to tell you is a very interesting Mekoyer that the Bach tells us about why there should be Issa Melocha on Chanukah. And he says, as though, V'oim dor shul chazal, the Medrash, Shechanukah sadesim hoysa b'chanukah, the Chanukah goes on Chanukah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mashing them on Chofei Kislev. But Ba'etzem, that was b'mei Matisyo, but the Chanukah sadesim was on Chanukah, this is what he says, Meir Pella, because it never actually happened on Chanukah, but this is what he says. Hinei, K'shem sadesim kol echad oseh b'yoy me'yomtev, b'mfurish in the Medrash, b'in Parshas Nosai, every day that the Yomtev, that Nosi brought his carbons, the Yomtev, we know, always, every day that a person brought a carbon was considered a yontif, an Issa Melocha, that's why on Erev Pesach, everybody has an Issa Melocha because it's a day that everybody brought carbonus. Is it a Siyam on Gemachta Yontif every day when they brought the carbonus? Gam b'chanaka yeshlem lasis yontif be'inyim bitu melocha. Umitam zeh nogu laharbis besudais. And also, the inyan of Issa Melocha, because of the yomtiv that there was on the yom havoas al karbonus, or b'etzem, it belongs each day to its nasi, but we don't divide it in the sea, we don't have any particular sea in its way, so the meaning that there is in the Indian of Asiyas Malacha is tied up with the yomtiv that there was in the yom havoas al karbonus on the sea, which is very interesting, because they never actually brought it on Chanukah. This is a Murid Kapella that the Bach is saying. The Bach is saying that we're noyeg Issa Malacha on Chanukah, because the yom havoas al karbonus is an Issa Malacha. Who brought carbon? Nobody brought carbon. But those in the Svar of the Pre-Begotten class, this was the Zman, it's a really interesting thing. The Zman of the Avos HaKarbonis was a Chofei Kislev. That's why they wanted to bring it. The Pre-Begotten says that. That's why the Zman is Yibelim HaChanukas HaMizbeah. When it actually happened, factually, when the first piece of Middash was put up may have been delayed, but the Zman, which was relevant to this Avodah, Eid Afkidei Kach, as the Yom Avos HaKarbonis is considered a Yontif Legaba Issa Melocha, which is a tremendous Chiddush. It is a Prima God in plus in making this Zman a Zman of Yom Avos HaKarbonis. Good. I want to tell you another interesting point about this Seder Kriyas HaTorah. The Bach actually has another interesting discussion about why we say the whole of Hallel every day of Chanukah. Goyim es Hallel every day of Chanukah. And it's very difficult to understand why. Because based on the sugyas of Hallel that there is in the Gemara of Erechim, the Gemara tells us on any one Yom Tov, you say Hallel once, And that's it. You don't repeat Hallel when there's a Moed, but there's a Yom Tov. Pesach, for example, there's a Yom Tov, a Moed of Pesach. You say a whole of Hallel once on the Yom Tov of Pesach, and the rest of it, you don't say any further Hallel on the rest of Pesach. Eimol HaMoed is Mechaev Hallel Sholim. How come on Hanukkah every day you say Hallel? Once you said Hallel on the Nisim of Hanukkah, you've been Yotze Hallel of Hanukkah. What's the second day, the third day, the fourth day, Mechaev a new Hallel? So he says a very, very interesting thing about Hanukkah. The Gemara says about Sukkot, every day Sukkot we say a separate Hallel Sholim. Why? Because the Gemara says, Hayez that Nechalukim be Korban Eseyem, Hayez says every day of Sukkot has a new Korban. A new Korban means it's a different Yontav. The Yontav is defined by the Korban. So you say, Hallel, because Chalukim be Korban Eseyem. So there are Meri de Kazach. He says, on Chanukah we're Gomer as a Hallel. For one of two suggestions, perhaps. One reason is that because maybe the Ness of Hanukkah each day was a new Ness. So the Hallel of the Ness, the Hallel which we say about the Nissan, Kovul Lumei Hallel Oidor, every day that the light continued to burn, Nochatog and Nochatog, is a new Ness. The fact that it lit on day three is not the same Ness as on day four, day five. So it could be the miracle repeated itself 8 days. So each day requires a new Hallel for the miracle of that day. That's possible. But then he says, "A Marid Gechidish, Va'oid Shahari Koyrim B'Nesiim U'B'Chol Yoy Nosi Shaloi Choluk B'Shal Chaveiroi Im Kain Kol Nosi Tzorich Ligba LaHalal Kol Benoisav Va'ein Roy LaChadish Kriya B'Loy Kriya Sahalal." Just like the Gemara says that Chalukim B'Kol Benoisehen is Mechayev Ahal. It's a Marid Gechidish, interesting svarim. Marid Gechidish about the whole Kriya Sahalal that we do on Chanukah. And so just like the Gemara says on Sukkot, where every day is an Ayah Korban. You're absolutely right, Rav Chaim. We'll get this Asher that does the man about. It wasn't the same. It was each loss, it happened to be the same. Obviously, Gemini and Gans and Amdash. It was totally different, which happened to be the same as what the one brought before. But Akaponim about it. Akaponim is Azai. Zotne Bach. That just like on Sukkot, where it's Chalukim the Korban is saying, is Mechaev Ahalel. So it's also Chalukim the Korban is saying. Yoy Machod was this Nasi, Yoy Machod was the second, and the Tzveta Nasi, the Dritta Nasi, each one had his own Seyd Avodah on each day. As Yoy Mavos, Korbonis is Mechayev Hallel. So the reason why we're doing this a Hallel every day, besides for the fact that there was an extra Nesan every day, Abba is directly because of the Kriya Satoira of the Korbonis and the Siyiv, Murid the Kechidish. It's another Kiddush and another Kiddush about an Avodah, which is the same. There never was any Korbonis on the same one Hallel. We Pashtas, Kepshutai, before we get to see this Sugya, we're looking for something. The way I always understood Rabbi said till this year is the following. I'll tell you very honestly. We're looking for something to learn on Chanukah. Something in Torah which you learn on. Geizuchak is in Torah Chanukah. That word in Torah about Chanukah. What's the word in? So in Purim you can talk about Amalek. In Chanukah you can talk about Amalek. What's the game Zuchan on Chanukah? So Pashtas, we find something for Emes very, very loosely connected with Chanukah. Of it's something to learn about. So we have to say for Torah. Melein Tepes, Nesiim, which is a very, very... weak, diluted, loose connection of Hanukkah. That's the way I understood the sugya before we started. But not them is that the sugya, and Baldam is a nocha sugya, a simon shulchan aruch, where we can see this even halacha la maisa to take into very upset, very seriously. As an ishtar zay, as an ishtar pshat is that point we needed to find something to say on Hanukkah. The closest that we could find is the Nasiyim, which is every day. Now the Avodah of Hanukkah Samizbeach is very particularly relevant. It's in the other day of Mamash. The Chanukah is a Mizbeach, Hagam, as it never happened in Kislev, so that's a Machshava we have to develop, we have to understand. But because they wanted to, in the Chosei Kislev is the Zman, which is the Sugel, the Machshava, it's Yehma Kovas HaMishkan. As I say, in that we find Ribui Sudas, in that we find the Rambam of Yemei Simcha, because the Chanukah is a Mizbeach. So the Chanukah is a Mizbeach, is Negeh Simcha, it's Negeh Ribui Sudas, and it's Kriyas HaTorah, it's the Yehim from the Nesim, every day. The Bach says because of that there's Issa Malacha. The Bach says because of that you gave him a Sahalil. That's not just something which we've borrowed just randomly to be able to stick it to Hanukkah. That wouldn't create a Hallel for every day just because we're looking for something to say. That wouldn't create a Noig and Issa Malacha because we're looking for something to say. We're saying something which is very relevant to the Avodah for Hanukkah, the Kabbalah, and the Siyim, Nosi, Echel, Yom. This is the Zman, this is the Kriya which relates to this Zman. Noig the Kechidish, then you gave him a Sahalil. So now I'd like to share with you just in a few minutes another very interesting sugya.
So the machshavos, the Rambam, the machshavos, by the Nesiim, that each one.
Yeah. That's what Rabbi Yehuda wants to mention. Talking about the fact that Shaila, that the Emes was the same korban each day. It's not called Chalukim korban. I say it. Oh, but the Torah says, Avad Nishtazai, each one brought it. First of all, each one had a separate chiv to bring the korban. Each Nossi was, as the Apostle says, Nossi Echel Ayim was a different Seyd Avodah. And, as Rabbi Yonason mentioned, Zayrichdik, the fact that they happened to be bringing the same thing, but each one had his own Chamachshavas and his own Siddhas and his own Seder. Each one happened to be Menadav, or Yedav was Menadav, but each one was very original to himself. It's called Cholach Bekomer Esev. I'm reading a Chiddush and saying this Bach Bachal, this Seder of Kriya to be considered. Cholach Bekomer Esev is a very interesting thing. What I'd like to show you, Rabbi Yonason, just in a couple of minutes, is the following. And to me, this is also a very different Chiddush. Chiddush in the understanding of what this Kriya Satorah is in the Karbonos of the Nesiyim. There's a Machloikas Mechaber Ramo about how we're supposed to divide up the three Aliyahs every day on Hanukkah. What we're supposed to do. In Mechaber states, Koyrim b'Karbonos ha-Nesiyim b'Parshas Nosoi every day, Shloisha b'Chol Yoyim. So there's a Shaila Nesiyim by this Bechus. Koyrim, which way we start from, perhaps it's the Machloikas is where we start from, has a Shaitas to which one of the Chanukahs we're really coming to refer to, Kenzai. But the Mechaber holds, V'Koyre Oisei in Koy V'Levi Yisrael B'Yom HaRishon. That means the B'Yom Sheni, Koyre Koy V'Yom Sheni, Ad Parecha, Ad Mocha, V'Levi Ad Shlishi, V'Yisrael Choyze V'Yom HaSheni. That means to say like this. The Mechaber holds that all three Aliyahs laying from only one particular Nossi. Each day, you divide the Korbanos ha-Nesiyim, you do till the middle, then you go back, and then you do the next, and Kohen and Levi share the Psukim of the Nossi of Yom Echad, or the Nossi of Yom Sheni, and Shlishi repeats that Nossi again. So all three Aliyahs, according to the Shulchan Aruch, are from one particular Yoyim. You don't cross to the next day. That's the Shulchan Aruch. The Ramos ha-Nishtazai, the Yesh Ha-Imrim, which is our Menig, She Yisrael Koyre B'Yom She'achrov. Dahainu on the next, this is the Yom Beis, this is the Yom Gimel, which is what we've been doing for the last few days. Except for Shabbos, you only do one, but when you split it to three Aliyahs, you start with the first Nossi, whichever one it, whatever it was, today was a Chayisa. Today was Yom HaShvi, and that was split between Ephraim, and whatever it was, and Ishkan Afgamina, but Akapon, the Psukim was split, Kain Levi, between the Psukim of the Karbonas. And then the Yisroel is with the Shlishi with the Yom HaShemini. That's the way we do the Seder. Zadah Gaon, that this Machlikas Mechaben Ramo is exactly the same Machlikas as Mechaben Ramo of Halfahav and Hilchas Chalamoed. As we know, Chalamoed, we have a very similar Shaila. Chalamoed on Sukkot, the says. On Sukkot, we have a discussion every day on Chalamoed how to divide the Seder Karbonus Megabed Aliyahs. The Mechaber holds, you can take four Aliyahs and laying exactly the same for each one. Minigan Eitz Yisroel, Aliyahs, Gedas and Machaba, I think. But they do each one, all four Aliyahs. And the Minigan Ramah, our Minigan Ishtazoi. You do that day, the next day, we've got that as Sveik Adiyama anyway, so we've got two, more than one because of Sveik Adiyama. But besides for that, the last one does the next day. The first, Koyen Levi Yisroel do Sveik Adiyama, they do one and do the Sveik Adiyama, and the next one goes on to the next day. On the Machaba Altnei. The Chabal is where the Sveik of the Yom, you do the Sveik of the Yom in the four Aliyahs, and where there isn't, where there's no Sveik of the Yom, all four is the same. So we've got Machlekes, Mechaber, Ramoah, and Hilchas Chanukah, and the Mechaber, Ramoah, and Hilchas Sukkah, which are parallel to each other, exactly the same Machlekes, those two things go. And the aside of the Machlekes is, can you on any one day, of any designated Yontif, allow yourself to do a Kriya of a different day? Can you go over to the next day? Or you say no? Hainting and Tog is this day. This day does not allow me to do a Kriya on the next day. That's the Machloikas and the Karbonas of the Masofim of Sukkot. Every day there was a different Masof on Sukkot. So the Shaila is, can I say the next day is Kriya on any one day, which is our minute? Because the Ramah holds that the fact that you use it, part of this Kriya is a Kriya which belongs to the next day, it doesn't matter. It's all the same Yontif, perhaps, but on the Mechaber's up there, this is the day, this is what you have to lay. And put the same Machloikas Mechaber and more that is in Hilchas Chalamoyed, is in Hilchas Chanukah the same Machloikas. Now to me that itself was a Meshunah the Kechidish. I said, if it's the way that I've always understood, I'm sure nobody's party to this. But the fact that we lay in the Siyim was Poshtei Chetimta to come and find something, is a Nafkamin in a world where the B'yei Rishi are laying this one or that one or the other, it's Poshtei Seder to be organized. There's no reason in the world why you can't lay on the Yom Sheni, Yom Ashlishi, Yom Revi. What's the Nafkamina, which one you lay?
It's not relevant to this day anyway, Bichlal, nothing happened on this time which is Bichlal Nisim. It's the closest to the remez of what we can get to anything to do with Chanukah. It, to compare this to Sukkah is the Chapsukim in the Torah this day. Is this carbon, this day is that carbon. When in Gaon state in Shulchan Aruch, that the Machlekes of Bechaber and Moav and Hilchas Chanukah is exactly the same Machlekes that I have in Hilchas Sukkah. Yishayimim. Tali the Plukta Dinael, exactly the same. Whether you're allowed to. The time is svar rishoyna she'ein likrois shaloi me'inyan ayoyim. I'm worried because that Mechaba holds you're not allowed to read from the next day on any one day. As I halte. And the grad of the Gaon, I must tell you himself. Very interesting. I'm going to tell you a very interesting Gaon. The Gaon says in Shulchan Aruch that he lemaisa passed in size with the Ramo. That you can learn the next day. What's the raya? It's a very interesting raya, as the Gaon does. He says, there's a Seder Kriya which belonged to the Ma'amodis. The Ma'amodis was every day of the week. It was a designated way. We read about it in the Mishnah, it's about the Ma'amodis. That there was a group of Ta'minyan of Yidden who designated themselves Keneged, the Avodah that there was, at the point they were the ones, the delegates, the representatives of Kal Yisrael to Avodah. And they had their Ta'nes and Ma'amodis. And that a Kriya Satorah, Yem Ma'amodis was a Yem Kriya Satorah. What did they do with the Kriya Satorah Ma'amodis? Every day they leaned that Seder of the Bria that happened on that day. Yom Rishon, Bria Sa'ilim, Yom Rishon is the Ma'amodos Yom Rishon. Bria Sa'ilim, Yom Shini is the Ma'amodos Yom Shini. So they go on, and the Seder Ma'amodos state beforeish that on the first day of the week, Klamazog and Yom Rishon. So what did they lane? They lanes state that the first five psukim, Bereishis, till Vayikra Lekim La'or Yom is five psukim. Bereishis, Bor Lekim, till Posuk five is five psukim. So the first two aliyahs split the five psukim. The first one did the first three, the second one did one again, and the second two, as we can do. What did the third one of the aliyahs of the Ma'amodos do? The next day, Vayol Elokim Yehir Akiya B'Soich HaMayim, which is V'yem Sheni. Let's take the first of the Mishnah. Zog the Gaon, on the Ma'amodos, they could do the next day's Kriya on any one day. So if Azayim is Stavon, Sukkot, you can do the next day's Kriya on any one day. And on Chanukah, you can do the next, Azayim that the Gaon. The Ma'amodos is a riot to the Asar Ramoh. So this is Machlokes, and this after Shana goes to Sugya, the Sugya, about whether you can allow yourself to go into the next day. So, to understand and put into context, the Ma'amodos Be'etzem is a Seder Kriya which has got to do Bria Sa'ilom. So, rather, we understand that the Bria Sa'ilom, rather, there was something that was made on Sunday, but Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, it was all one was mashed in the other in all the Seder Bria. So the Gaon is understanding that although there was something that was made on Sunday and something that was made on Monday, but the two have enough connection with each other that it's Nishta Pshat is that the Seder Bria of the next day, Hotnishka Shaykh is the Seder Bria of today. And so too, when we talk about the Korbanos on Sukkot, it's all one Moed of Sukkot, it's one Yontem of Sukkot. So although the next day is a different Seder Korbanos, it's associated enough as they bring their arrival. Well, Chanukah is the same thing. But for me, the Ikkar Chiddush of this discussion, the Chal that there is in the Ramah, is the fact that we can make an issue of whether the next day's Korbanos belong to today's Kriya in Chanukah, showed us to what degree, and the Pshat is, as Nasiach HaLayoyim is the parallel, and that's Chanukah, it's Chanukah's on Mizbeach, just like there were no two Nasiim, the way they brought their Korbanos, when they brought it, Bizman HaKorbanos HaMishkan. So when we're talking about Leni HaChanukah, it's the Shkot HaMokah for three Nasiim, each day is a day. Ufakeh, Azevi the Bach Zokht. Ah, what do we do on the last day? The last day is Taka Grace, an interesting discussion, the Mephoshim discuss at the Maisa tomorrow. When we come to Zeus Hanukkah, we do from 8 till the end. But that's because there is no after number 8 finished off. You leave it 2/3 of the way through, so you finish off Seder Na'avodah. But at least each of the 8 days have got a designated day corresponding to the designated days on the same hour. We don't continue doing the Yontem of Hanukkah any longer, and therefore we finish off as we finish off. It's Taka Kiddush, I'm just telling you, the Kiddush, really, the Kiddush, interesting cash, there's a grace in Tzorochim, there's a big pillar. That the avodas are karbonas are maybe on sukkahs. We can understand that sukkahs is avoda. Each day, each state in Torah, it's got its yontiv, it's got its halukim b'kovan esay, and it's got its karbonas in the Torah. So each one is a shayla. Can you name the next day for today? You can't bring tomorrow's karbonas today. It's a sukkah. Oh, but how you can compare that to saying the nasiim to making a parallel to laning the nasiim of the next day to this day is a very different chiddush of sukkah. Almost a machlekas b'chaber and more. The Gaon makes the parallel to the two, but it's a clear machlekas about whether you can allow yourself to say the next day. Agaponim, that's a clear makor also,
that the seder of the Kriyas HaTorah that we have is a din Kriya which is very relevant. Each Nasi to each day of Chanukah has that resemblance and has that shaychus to the avodah of Chanukah and Mizbeach in very real terms. It's not borrowed terms, and it's not just the keilu. It's not just something which resembles something. No, as we've Chazal have understood the yontiv is the yontiv Chanukah and Mizbeach, where this kriya belongs to the kriya, which has very various nafgeminutes. If we just summarize what we've seen in them sugya divide, I think that the rest of the yontiv kriya tzeirah will leave for the time being. But ikin, what I wanted to bring about is taka the relevance of the seder Chanukah and Mizbeach. I'd like to summarize where we've seen the Chanukah and Mizbeach generally, and particularly Lagaba, the Indian of Kriyas HaTorah that we lay in, how much that's become the Lamaisa that tied in with the Yontif. On the same sounds like the remark, just to summarize a little that which we've seen. For me, as in much of this was a very interesting chiddush of insight, Lagaba, the Seder of the Kriya specifically, and the Chanukah and Mizbeach. But just a reminder, just to summarize the following. In Ramosh day, that the inyan of being marbabas, the inyan of being marbabas sudas is because of the zman of Chanukah and Mizbeach. There's the inyan really sudas. This is the Chanukah and Mizbeach. There's the inyan of being marbabas sudas. Where's the makor of Chanukah and Mizbeach? The inyan really sudas. So that we find the bemes. The Beshech Chochma typed it in the psukim, brought it in the psukim of Yimsim Chastam, or Sheikh Chazal, Yimsim Chastam is Chanukah and Mizbeach. The Gemara says that the simcha is chiyuv of Chanukah, of Zman Shlomo HaMelech, when it was Chanukah and Mizbeach, there was Simcha, which was Taka, a mitzvah, the chayva to eat, even on Yom Kippur, the year of Shlomo HaMelech, Chanukah and Mizbeach. It says, Chanukah and Mizbeach is a man of Simcha. The Meshech Chacham grabbed in that piece, the reason why we quoted the Meshech Chacham Aloischa is the quote for the Rambam. The Rambam states that Chanukah is Yimei Simcha, which we don't find anywhere in the Gemara. The Mechavish Shulchan Aruch says that it's not Simcha. The Mechavish Shulchan Aruch, when it talks about Ribbi Sudas, the Rambam says, Zeloi Kovel L'mishtav Simcha, they weren't Kovel Simcha. That's why the Mechavish says, it's Sudas Rishus. It's not a mitzvah of Sudah. However, the Rambam states that there is, because of Chanukah is a Mizbeach, and the Rambam Pashtas anyway holds that there is, because the Rambam says that Chanukah is Yimei Simcha. Where is the Mekor in the Rambam that Chanukah is Simcha? The Gemara doesn't say Simcha anywhere. Either the Marshal says, "I saw Yomim Tovim Mehalaleido." Yomim Tovim means Simcha. That's what Yom Tov is. When I was there, according to the Rambam, Pashtas the Indian of being Marbe Vesuda as the Yom Tov itself. Or the Meshech Chochma says, "The Kodesh of the Rambam is good for Chanukah and Mizbeach." That's why Chanukah and Chashmonoim. They reconstituted the Mizbeach was erected again, but after the Yavonim and Meshachas of Mizbeach is Yerushim Simchaschem. So there's an Indian of Simcha for Chanukah and Mizbeach. Akoponim, so Chanukah and Mizbeach is at least in Rambam that may be the Ikka Halacha of Simcha of Chanukah, perhaps. Or in Shulchan Aruch, it's in your Ribbi Simcha of Chanukah and Mizbeach. That's where it finds itself in Chanukah and Mizbeach in the background. But where Chanukah and Mizbeach finds itself in the front of the Seder of Aruch is in the Kriyas HaTorah of Melenin. Melenin, the Seder of the Kabbalah of Nesiyas every day, the Inyan of Chanukah of the Nesiyim. Although the Chanukah and Nesiyim never happened, so as I say, till we began this discussion, it's not really Be'etzem, it's just a very loose association. This episode Chanukah with Be'ach Meisus, nothing which is Be'emus in Halacha or in Yisoid, something which is tied into Chanukah. But the Meisus we find various Makos we'll get to see. But although we remind ourselves in Prima Godim Shteit Amoridika Yisoid Nekudah. That Be'etzem, this man, Alan Lutchenzov, where's Chofei Kislev? There was no Nesim, there was no Chanukah and Mizbeach. So Efshit means this man that there was in this man of the Chashmonoim. Chanukah and Mizbeach, maybe the Chashmonoim. Nothing to do with Nesim, the same aside. Maybe the Chashmonoim. But the Prima Godin himself says, no, as the Gevend, this man, Chofei Kislev, this man, Ab Mishkan, that was his man that the Nesim wanted to, a menad of Nodva Ruchon to Kenemachon, the Mishkan, and the Karbonis. It's considered that was the source of the code of the story. Everything else is from there. That's what he says. And that's by Amos Lepshat, why Avedis and Nesim is relevant to that time. Avedis and Nesim is relevant to that time. That's the time that they wanted to do it. That was the time the source which gave all the Inyonim of the Sefsvach, because of the Mishkan itself, which happened later, the Zman HaChashmonoim, was because of the Chofei Kislev, which originally was the Zman, which is Meyuid to be the Zman of Chanukah and Mizbeach. But that remained Halacha L'maisa as Zman. Sayyid Chanukah and Mizbeach, and the Iker, the laning that we do on the Avedis and Nesim, we mentioned Kamal Nukudis and Halacha where this is relevant. The Bach says the Makur of the Minig of Issa Malacha that there is on Chanukah is because the Yom HaVavos Korbonus of the Nesim is the Gemach the Yontav of Issa Malacha. And so because this is, each day is the Yom HaKorbonus of Issa Malacha, which is a pellet to us.
There were no karbonos. And Melain and Stam the karbonos. This is the day of the karbonos. This is what Melain. This is Ibnov. This is Melocha. The second Makor that we brought in this was the Halal. The Bach says the reason why Goyim has a Halal every day, maybe because each day was a separate nest, or because Chalukim the Kavan is saying, Yeh, Tog, I come from the Siyim, Akriya is Mechayev Halal, there's no such thing as a Korban on a Halal. So I'm going to say, that's a Noch, Ashtak, and Makor, as the Korban is it's very much the Yon of the Yom, it's the Yom Tov of Chanukah, is each day the Chalik of Chanukah, is a Mizmech, was about the Megishal for them Tov. We made it through the Kriya, which is Mechayev Ahal, Gemara Sahal. That's one of the Tzadim in Goyim Rasahal. But the Eker, where we see this discussion, which comes alive in the Shulchan Aruch itself, is a discussion how to do the Kriya Sator. As Adam, Achleikas, Mechav, and Ramah, whether you're allowed to go over to the next day's Nasi on any one day, shows us, and the Gaon straight on the same Achleikas, and the Visit Sukkot shows bad Semas, that according to me, and each day is a day of its Nasi, of its Chanukah, and its Be'ach. That's the Yom Tov, that's the designated day to the degree, as it came down a Shaira, as to whether you can have the Kriya the next day, whether it's globally part of the same Avodah, like Sukkot, it's all one way, Chanukah is all Shaitas, one with another Chanukah, and its Be'ach. Mavodas, Yorai, Mishkarai, Balkapolim, it shows us to which degree the Kviyas of the Moed of Chanukah and Mizbech is relevant, and what I'd like to finish off with is to remind ourselves of the grace Avodah of Zeus Chanukah, Rabbi Yisrael Elliot Gezokta Kevolta Getaych, whatever the Avodah may be, Shtetin Kad Moedim, wherever it may be, from Dibri Kabbalah till this day, to almost through Sibri Chasidah, Afilah till Dibri Pashtonim, as Zeus Chanukah is the man of the Gemar, of the whole Seder of the Tchilas Hashana, Et Gezokta Kevolta Getaych, because that's when the Mishkan, the Gemar of the Mishkan, Akamos of Mishkan, which is Mishkan Aedus for Kapora of Yisrael. So certainly all Tikkun and Kapora is still Shayach and relevant, and everything that the Brichas Hashanah can bring is very relevant. As Zeus is there, Zeus Chanukah Samas Beah, the Eish is a health and Takam is a Larissian, and Zeus Chanukah with all the brothers and the Yeshuas that the man can bring about.